We all love and appreciate the arts. They inspire us, they delight us, they entertain us, and they really help create the communities that we want to live in. But the fact is, arts organizations are businesses, and that's something that's just not intuitive. We don't think about it. But we just did a big national study in Greater Columbus Area. It was one of 182 study regions from across the country. We're in all 50 states, and it showed, even right here, arts culture of vibrant industry, $226 million of economic activity that supports over 8,500 jobs in the Greater Columbus area.
Tell me about some of the ways that you found, specifically in Columbus, that arts improve the economy and build the community.
Yeah. Arts organizations alone spend $131 million a year. And that's money spent locally on, you know, employing people, purchasing goods and services in the community. Arts organizations work with the Chamber of Commerce and tourism. So they're good business citizens. But that spending leverages a lot of event-related spending by their audiences. So think of the last time you went to the show. Well, maybe you paid for parking and had dinner and went out for dessert or drinks afterwards. If you have little ones at home, you double the cost of the evening on babysitting. Lots of economic activity related to that arts event. We surveyed 1,100 people where we asked them, how much did you spend related to this arts event that you're attending? And what we found is that the typical arts attendee in the Greater Columbus area spends $16.23 per person per event, not including the cost of admission. But we also want to find out, do they live in Franklin County? Are they local? Are they from outside the county? Are they non-local? 32% of the attendees come from outside the county. That's 5.9 million attendees, by the way, in 2010. And they spend a lot more money. They average $24 per person per event beyond the cost of admission. It's more on parking, more on meals, a little bit on lodging. But one of the interesting things we also asked those folks was, are you here visiting family? Are you here on business? 74% said, we came specifically for this arts event. When we invest in the arts, we're not investing in some frill. We're investing in an industry, and that's drawing people to the community. And those people are spending money, lots of money. In fact, over $90 million when you add all that up.
Did this study make a distinction? Did this study differentiate between the impact of a large festival or a large one-time event versus ongoing, say, a theater company or a concert venue?
You know, we think of those big blockbuster events, and absolutely, they drive the numbers. But when you look at travelers these days, it's a real interesting phenomenon. The research shows travelers are looking for authentic cultural experiences when they travel. And so even those smaller organizations, you know, those neighborhood arts organizations or those culturally and ethnically diverse arts organizations, that's a real draw as well. So a community with a healthy, vibrant arts community has all of that.
How much does that drive the ongoing economic development in a community having an identification as an arts mecca?
Well, I think it's very valuable these days, especially when you look at community development in the new workforce, workers in the new economy. They're picking the communities that they want to live in. They're moving there and figure, well, then I'll find work. And again, this is a global phenomenon. Culturally vibrant communities are things that these, you know, our best and brightest educated workers are looking for. So that is a big draw. And if that's where the workers are, who follows? Well, the businesses. So creative, artistic is a really valuable brand these days in economic development.
So in some ways, that's as much of an asset for attracting future business as having good transportation, having a skilled workforce.
It's right up there, absolutely. I mean, you want all of it. You know, you want great culture. People want sports. They want, you know, a great quality of life. They want good schools for their kids. But in the past, I think the arts and culture has been more of an afterthought. And it's become pretty clear to community, business, and elected leaders that, wow, this is a real draw